This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Bueno, hello, bienvenue, and all those other things that say welcome to you. This is the Arrow After Show. It is season 6, episode 6. Something about promises being broken and fathers like sons and sons like fathers. Let's just watch the show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
He'd say, I'm gonna be like you.
I just wanna skip right now.
I'm gonna be like you.
Take it, Max.
The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Deathstroke's not gonna kill you. You're his son and he's not bad anymore. He's gonna be a good dad too. He's gonna be a good dad for you.
Welcome. I hope you enjoyed the song picked by his truly, Matt Marr. Welcome to the Arrow After Show. Y'all know the deal. I am Ali Kona Bradford. Be sure to follow all of us on our social medias. But before we start giving those out, you know the deal. This side of the table always, always belongs to you. You are one of our co-hosts. All you have to do is use hashtag ABTVArrow and join the chat. That is your job. We'll get to you in a second. But in the meantime, follow me. I am Ali Kona Bradford at Boys and... Nope, that was my old one. Just kidding. I was Boys, you know, and Beauty. But you know what? I'm at yours truly, Ali Kona. I'm good.
And I, hello, have always been Olivia Di Bartoli on Instagram and Twitter. So follow me there. Hey, guys.
Olivia Di Bartoli.
Hey. Hey,
everybody. I'm Matt Marr. You can follow me at The Matt Marr. And I'm very excited to wear my Mr. Terrific shirt today.
I'm really excited. Applause for Matt.
Artist, I don't know who she is, but yeah, follow me, Matt Marr.
Great shout out.
And hi guys, Linda Antwi here. All across social media is Linda Is So Girly, and I'm so happy to finally like meet everyone.
We're all four here.
This is
the
Arrow
family.
Here to stay.
You know what? Slay can be good, and we can all be here. Miracles happen.
Absolutely.
Right?
Finally. It's a
Christmas miracle.
It only took six episodes.
Seriously, all four chairs to be filled. Yeah. So this is fantastic.
But we're in our groove, y'all. Get ready.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, let's groove into the episode, shall we?
Which I really like.
Okay. Very good episode.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, let's start with Slade and his son, who Matt very kindly pulled up pictures of his abdominal area for us, and it was very fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
So
I don't
many.
What's that actor's name? I don't know.
It was all about the pictures, and they were fantastic.
Follow him on Instagram, y'all.
You'll be happy.
Liam something. I'm sure the guys really don't care about this, so this is for for the ladies.
You know what? CrossFit goals. Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
go.
Know
yeah.
your life.
Anyhow. Okay, so let's talk about Joe/Kane, who I guess just got that name because he didn't want the other name. But anyway, this whole episode, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. It's actually, it's sad and it's slightly realistic in a very exaggerated way, right?
Yes,
because
yes,
little
yes,
boys
yes.
look up to their fathers, whether it is unfortunately someone who ends up getting, into a gang or unfortunately doing drugs, this, that, or the third. And like I said, just an exaggerated version, but him seeing his father at such a young age commit a crime and then being like, I'm going to do this too. But I say all this because when you guys see the flashbacks and you see how sweet and innocent that boy is, I find it really hard to believe that only 6 months later he turned around and was like, I'm going to be like dad and I'm going to kill somebody. Thoughts?
I mean, so just because I'm going to, because I am a therapist, I mean, I do my master's
in
psychology.
True. This is true.
So you can never underestimate the amount of what trauma, and that is like the definition of severe trauma can do to someone. So, yes, if I saw my parents die, I probably wouldn't be Batman. Mm-hmm. But Bruce Wayne did become Batman.
Right.
So it did seem a little severe because the kid was so sweet. Like, it kind of would have been cool if we saw a little bit of a dark side of the kid, but I just don't think they had time to do that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it could happen. It almost seems like when people have abusive parents or they experience trauma, they either follow in the footsteps of those parents or they veer away from it as far as possible.
I agree with that. And Siva Ram on the chat says it just takes one trigger, though, and I agree with that. It takes one thing to turn one person into a terrible person. And I do agree that it's either one extreme or the other. They either want to be exactly what their father was, kids usually do, or they want to be the extreme opposite, and you know.
And
he
I
went
think
this
that,
way.
Sorry. Yeah. And I think that with Kane, in that scene when he was fighting at the end with his father, and he said, you know, you promised that this trip was just going to be about me and you, and then I see you killing this guy. I felt like that was like showing how traumatic that situation was, and that was the turning point, right?
Because I'm gonna say also too that at that point at that age you're smart enough to know and put the pieces together and be like, oh wow, this trip was not about me at all. Cult. You were serving another purpose, and I just happened to be like killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah,
no pun intended.
No, and it's super traumatic for a kid. But Linda and I called it last week. We were like, he totally saw that, and this is what's gonna turn him for sure.
Yeah,
I did not even think of that
because you heard a twig snap in the last episode. Yeah. And he looked around. He was like, "What was that?" And we were
both like,
"We know that." We were like, "That was a little joke." Yeah. He saw it. So,
well, you know, what's funny is when that happened, I thought before they made the big reveal, I thought for sure his son was going to be the vigilante. So I didn't really think it was going to come into play that he was, especially going into this episode. I really thought that he was kidnapped and Slade was going to, you know, help find his boy and to find that your child is actually the person who runs this huge organization. Right. That's heartbreaking as a
so father. Heartbreaking. But I agree with you. I thought that he was the vigilante originally before we, like, you know, got all into the vigilante part.
Really quick, Ivan Soto. Thank
Hi,
you.
Ivan.
Oh, Ivan.
Thank
Hi,
you
Ivan.
For pointing
Hi,
out really
Welcome
quick. He
back.
Says that Joe Kane's name is his mother's maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I caught the part about my mother gave me a name, and then I thought, well, he didn't like Joe, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, and if anybody else can clarify, I mean, we've talked a little bit. We were talking a little bit after the show of just in the we kind of were Googling Kane Wilson, and also the other brother Grant Wilson, and it almost seems like we're wondering, did they, switch the story? We don't know the full comic background, so if anybody on the chat knows a little bit about the brothers, because it almost seems like one brother's good and one brother's bad. So
I feel Grant was not in the comics, is what I researched and saw. So I feel correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you guys will. But I feel like he wasn't in the comics. But he is, again, like we talked about in Legends. So.
Yeah. So what?
Ravager. Steven Starr. Ravager in the comics. Hey, Steven.
Yeah, I think I saw. By the way, Alicon, I see somebody likes the blonde.
Oh, Alicon, thank you.
Hair. Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm transitioning, guys.
To what? Yeah.
I haven't decided. I was either gonna go.
I didn't know where we were going. I thought we were going. If you want, I didn't know when you said transition. I was like, that's awesome. Yeah. I just was shocked.
Anyways. I haven't decided. I was either gonna go violet or mint. I can't decide. So right now, this is the in between. I got to get it a little bit lighter.
Can I have a vote?
Of course.
Violet.
Yeah, I keep getting that.
Which
that would
violet
be so
or
cool.
What?
Mint.
Mint.
Violet.
Really? And I was so mint, and everyone's like, Violet.
Well, just because it's so pretty. What do you think?
Violet, too.
Yeah.
What, if you in the chat, what do you think? Violet or mint? I feel like am I like over 45 now? I feel like I can't see the chat tonight. I'm just like this. I'm like,
why?
What?
Y'all
think
are
I have
a little bit
phone.
Small.
I can't see. Yeah. That's why I'm like here.
Actually, before we keep going into the episode. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we haven't even said hello, and we usually like to say hello to everybody, so let's do that. Renji, Siren, Stormy, Billie Jean Girl, formerly known as Booby69, who I never let that down.
Booby69, get it.
Cal L, Kent, Ivan, Soto, Ryan, Craig, Extravagant Evens, Winter Beauty. Let's see who else.
Jamie.
Holly Lockhart. Hello to everybody who's in the chat live. Thank you so much for staying up late with us. If it is late where you are, it's getting late where we are.
I saw that Siva Ram is actually tuning in from India. So hey from India.
Hi. I love that. That's one thing I love so much about the internet and streaming live is that we can connect to you wherever you are.
Oh, and they're saying mint. You're getting a mint.
Thank you.
Wow. So you do. You live your truth, Ali Kona.
Thank you.
You do you, boo.
Thank you. Y'all will find out what happens next week. All right, let's talk Arrow.
Let's keep going, yeah.
Let's talk about Oliver, who is following behind.
Yes.
Who here thought that Slade really lost his marbles and was 2 seconds away from stabbing Oliver in the eyeball?
Never.
I didn't think so either.
They've been through too much.
Did they get you?
They got me. I mean, I didn't think he was going to stab him in the eyeball. And look, it's Oliver Queen. Technically, he is the lead, so he wasn't going to go anywhere. But I definitely thought he was going to get injured just a little bit.
No, I thought he would, Deathstroke, I guess Slade now, would betray him now. I feel like it was all the Mirror Crew. They've been through too much. They're like brothers.
Yeah, but...
He wouldn't do it. I mean, I guess his son...
Friend.
But he's smart now. He knows that his son is no good.
And I think that they bonded over the fact that they both have sons. And so I think that he had that thought in his mind, like, I can't let him die because he has a son to take care of. And you know, when he was talking about the balance of both worlds, like you can't be in this world and that world, he's really trying to push him to stay in that world and have the bond that he doesn't have with his current sons right now.
And that's what he said. It was about when Oliver said something about William is what triggered him to be like, oh, I can't do this.
Yeah, but when he said something about William in front of old boy, I was like, stupid, what did you do that for?
That's true.
Come on, man. Yeah. Now you're gonna have old crazy town going after you.
I didn't think about that, but that's very true.
Hottie Deathstroke was really into it.
Like, yeah. Hottie Deathstroke. Yeah. Can we call him that from now on?
Let's call him Hottie Deathstroke. Yes. Sorry, dude.
And he's missing now, so I'm sure we're going to see him again for sure in Star City. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Someone thinks he's got, I saw on the chat, I don't know who's it, but that he's going to search out the Mirakuru.
Search out?
He's going to, like, take it.
Is that even still in existence?
I don't know if it is. I think so, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it has to be. They can't just, like, get rid of it. Well, I guess they could.
So, a few things. I want to talk about some of the flashbacks that occurred with Slade, because now we're obviously flashbacking Slade's life.
That was cool.
I liked it too.
No,
I like it. But it was, and maybe I missed this before, because I know you and I had this conversation, and I was talking about how relevant the show is, and they were talking about ISIS. And then this weekend, the thing, it was like, ISIS, and I went, oh. I guess it's not ISIS, okay. Yeah. And I went on a huge tangent about it, too.
You did.
But, I mean, it was still relevant. It's still, you know, but, yeah, it was ISIS, not ISIS, yeah. I guess.
And then the next note I have for you guys, and then you guys can say whatever you want, but when there was a flashback and Shadow reappeared, which Matt and I hypothesized, and I think the rest of you guys agree, that that had to be a recasting, because I don't think that was the same actress as season one, but, of course, chime in, let me know in the chat.
I tried to look it up, and it looks like it is the same actress.
Really? She doesn't look the same at all.
She looks a little different, but it doesn't say anything online, unless you guys can find it, that has been recast.
I mean, she might have gone on a cleanse or something. Cut her hair. People look different. I don't know.
Cleanse.
We don't know her life.
We don't know her.
She could have work done.
I have a fun fact about her.
Please.
And I don't know, maybe everyone knows this, and I didn't, but she's the one that actually taught Oliver archery.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. No, I'm glad... Wow.
Slade did the sticks and the
sword. I just got taken back.
This was season one. Yeah.
You know,
so
I think we forget. You know, and what's cool I like about examining the relationship with Oliver and Deathstroke, or Slade, is that because they do have this history, it's... I think we often forget that Arrow, like, they started all of this. This crossover we're excited about. This whole universe. Arrow was the beginning of this, and it's just, you know, it's... I think Flash gets a lot of the attention now, but we forget that, you know.
Arrow's the OG.
Yeah. The original.
Oliver Queen, OG.
In the chat, they're saying Selena Jade was the actress, and it was the same actress.
Yeah. So. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
She just looked a little different.
She looks different.
Yeah.
I think
the shape of her head looked different. I know that sounds really crazy. But maybe it's the hair was parted differently.
I'm telling you, she just got a haircut, and, like, you know, she's
cleanse.
Like doing, like,
right.
Keleo or Paleo. I don't
she's
know.
She's a vegan
people,
now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right? Either way, I bring this all up to say that when Shadow appeared and Slade was listening to her commands and then he kissed her and I went, no one's there. So is the guard watching him just looking at Slade like...
He's literally like this.
Right. And I thought to myself, I would be laughing so hard when I if I was in that room until Slade broke my arm.
Right. And wasn't everyone concerned that, hey, he's maybe having a breakdown? That could have been a warning that you guys are all about to die. You know?
Yeah, they're like, hey, hottie Deathstroke, I think you're dead. I think your dad is took too much something. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, apparently some people had the same thought. So that's funny about that. As well.
I want the bloopers of that scene. Me too, Ivan.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I love bloopers of any show, though. I feel like they're so funny. But for Arrow, because it's so serious.
So serious.
The bloopers would be amazing.
Yeah. Those now.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the whole dynamic between Slade and Oliver, because again, it is a tough decision to decide between your son and Oliver. And in my notes, I also had wrote that Oliver was arrowing. Low key, he was arrowing because he's like, I'm not a part of this life. I'm not, maybe for my friend. But he was kicking ass and not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
This is sexy. I thought was interesting because, again, going back to season one, if you've been watching it from season one, that's how he started. He started with, like, no arrows, just him, a gun, and, like, going out there being vigilante. Yeah. So I thought
and
that
killing
was
people.
A,
and then eyeshadow.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really great, you know, flashback to season one and, like, long-term fans of the show.
Yeah. Well, Matt and I know we talked about the one scene where he kicked someone and grabbed their face at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
In one of the fight scenes, we're like, that was really good.
It's really good.
It was a really good scene. All the fight scenes in this episode were really good, but we're like, yeah, that's, like, old school Oliver, I feel like.
I like what they've done, again, with Divas. It's like, you know, I kind of thought when they were going to do, like, even though I'm loving, y'all know I love Diggle, and I like Green Diggle. I do.
I don't.
I like it because I think it's making, especially after sixth season, we have to, it's like putting the characters in a situation that is stretching them than we've ever thought they could be stretched before. Mm. And it makes sense with Diggle that he's been kind of the sidekick this whole time, and now he's having to, that's real, it makes me love him. This episode made me love him even more. Why he's doing this is because he's so appreciative of Oliver and what Oliver's done for him. But talking about Oliver, I thought that they would do that like an episode. So I do think it's cool, like looking at like, again, it's humanizing Oliver to me more.
Yeah.
With him trying to do all this for his son. We've had like two or three episodes now where he's not the Arrow at all. And it's a good, they're stretching it out, I think, well, because I hope it'll be crossover. I don't know. But I think whenever Oliver does like become Arrow again, because they're like biding their time a little bit, it's going to make it really good.
They said that they were going to bring him back at the crossover.
Okay.
That's when it's going to happen.
Well, you know, and I thought it was really interesting because I didn't see it coming when he made the comment. I think it was to Slade, and they were talking about sons and having a different life and separating the lives. And he, I think, said to... I take that, retract. I believe it was he was talking to Felicity, and he said that the whole situation made him realize that he made the right decision, leaving that life behind. And I went, no, that's supposed to make you miss fighting. Exactly. What happened?
No.
So something's going to have to change dramatically from now to the crossover, which is not that many episodes away.
Because I just feel like he needs family. Don't you think, like, though? I know she's in a hospital, but come on, where's Thea? I feel like, I feel like that character's been dropped. Even if the actress isn't even going to do it, and she's like, peace out, I'm out, I don't want to do this show.
Yeah.
We need a... That seems weird. Oliver's so committed to his family, we haven't heard jack shit about his sister.
I know. Her name, Willa Hall, is still in the opening credits, which is interesting.
Which means she's getting paid, y'all.
Yeah.
Good for you, Willa.
But she needs to come back, because she was like one of my favorites.
Yeah. But wait, I want to go back to Green Diggle.
Oh, yeah.
And this is... Okay, look, not to be mean, because I do love Diggle. But in that outfit... I feel like he reminds me of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And it just, something about it is so awkward. I get the reason why he's doing it, but I would love Diggle to have his own identity versus stepping into the shoes of somebody else.
Yeah.
And also, few things. It was good to see that Lila does exist, because up until this episode,
I wrote that too. I was like, where is
there
she?
There's a brief mention of the fact that he's a father and a husband, but there's no Lila. And then we obviously see his son, which is a reminder that he no longer has baby Sarah.
Weird.
But, right, very weird. And then the other thing I thought, and this is how, this has been my stance for the entire time there's been a Diggle, Lila, and the other panelists will argue with me till they're blue. I don't buy their chemistry at all.
I don't either.
Not even a little bit.
Not, it's, you know, we've talked about, like, I think the very first episode, we're like, are Dinah and Diggle just going to make out? Because what do we call them?
I feel like they have more chemistry, yeah.
What was the ship? We called them
Dingle.
We called them Dingle.
We made a ship.
Yeah, we're like, is Dingle going to, like, happen here? Yeah, because they do have really good chemistry.
They have good chemistry.
But I did feel guilty about in this episode. I was like, I'm a terrible person because I wanted them to kind of make out. And I just kind of forgot he was married. And
well, because they weren't doing well in the past few episodes. Like, Diggle and Lila, they were doing actually pretty poorly. And it was, I mean, I guess it was nice this episode to see that they were doing better.
Right.
And they were getting along better. And I like that he admitted everything to her. So they're doing better, and I'm pleased with that because they have a family, but I still, their chemistry has always been
weird.
Awful.
Yeah. And their family doesn't seem very familial
at all.
It's just like, it almost feels like an arranged marriage or like two best friends got themselves into a relationship.
Yeah.
So they're going through the motions and they kiss and they do the things you're supposed to do in a relationship, but I'm not buying the fire that happens when you're in love.
And also, his wife should totally be with a woman.
What?
I get that vibe. Like, I think that would make way more sense for that. The way that she portrays that character, she just doesn't. I just feel like she. Like, I could see her like having a relationship with White Canary.
But and for me, it was just this episode or this season, because the past few seasons, I feel like they've been great together, and I've loved them together. And it's just been this season for me, at least, that I felt the chemistry is
back.
Because her hair, you know, her hair was longer. She was different. She was like, I feel like they were more of a family, and I bought them together really well. But now it's like, I agree. I feel something's off.
You know, I think you're right, actually. You're making me remember. All right, keep going. I'm thinking.
No, I just feel like, that's it. They were better
before,
and now it's off. Maybe it's like real life marriage. How it's like super fire
at
the beginning.
Maybe it's riding.
Because they had just gotten married, you know? So now it's like fizzling away.
But see, I never saw it. Ever.
Oh,
like,
saw
not
it.
Even a little. But I do like the mention of the comparison between now you know how I feel, or now I know how you feel when I took on the role of Amanda Waller and now you taking on Arrow. So that was a nice little comparison. And I do like that she completely checked him when he started talking about using the drug, the steroid that was just like a test. Lies. And I was really appalled with Diggle. Like, that's how you know your head is just in the wrong space. For him to say, okay, let's see if Argus can come up with a solution for this. Well, what about Diaz? Well, I'll take him off the streets. But after you guys find me a solution for my arm. But till then, I'll just... What is he going to do? Just pretend to go after him while the team is busting their butt? And he's going to like, oh, let me miss. That's my drug supplier. Hold on.
Yeah,
I mean, and I hope that they continue to address his drug issue, because obviously he was dependent on it, and it was something that's not FDA approved.
Right.
So I hope this, like, coming out to the rest of the crew and saying, hey, this was my problem, I'm sorry I didn't come to you sooner, isn't the end of it, because that, to me, wouldn't be realistic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you had it hidden, you had your team's lives in danger for the longest time, and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm cured.
Right.
Like, I don't want it to be that. I want it to be explored a little bit.
They're gonna
That's actually an Arrow in the comics. That's one of the Arrow, it's one of the drug storyline was one of the, they were one of the first to do that, because I actually believe it was Speedy who, that was what they did, is that Speedy was a drug addict and ended up contracting HIV.
Oh, wow.
Because of her drug addiction. And so, like, his sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, you know, with her party and stuff, I knew that, I actually hoped they would have done that storyline, because I think it's so cool, not cool, but it's so, again, what we're getting a little bit with Oliver and Diggle, but especially with Oliver and Slade, because they did a good job of, like, really humanizing Slade. Because he has really kind of been a monster on this show.
Right.
And so they had to work a bit to, like, okay, he's a dad. He's a person. And I think when you show, like, a superhero who has a drug addiction or is that's living with HIV or cancer or these real-life things that we have in our lives, it's like, how do they, like, truly be a super person, and that can be so inspiring to us as an audience. So, Greg Berlanti, I know you're watching. I just want you to include that, Greg Berlanti.
Yeah, that's true. I just wanted to point out, Stormy said it was all Barry's flashpoint that caused the rift, I guess, between Diggle and Lila. So that could...
And erased Sarah.
And Sarah, the whole thing, like, that could have caused their kind of
a non-passion, you might
maybe
say.
And then, you know, and just to go back to Green Diggle, you know when he said to the group, like, I'm shook because no perp ever got the drop on me? Do you remember that mm-hmm. scene?
Yes.
I was like, that's not true. Like, that's, the past, like, yeah. three episodes, you've been screwing up and people
oh, yeah,
almost died.
Yeah,
he was just talking out of his butt
yeah.
to cover up the
it
fact
was
that,
the drugs.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But, dude,
yeah.
it was so crazy when they did have the fight scene and Diggle looked up and realized the dude on the opposing
was
end was his...
Yes.
Yeah, was his supplier. Like, yeah. oh?
Oh.
Dang.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Sorry, one thing. So did you pause because you recognized your drug dealer and didn't want to shoot him that because you might not get your drugs? Or did you pause because you were like, oh, I didn't realize you're a dragon?
I think he paused because he was like...
Both of those reasons,
I think he was
sure.
like, I fucked up.
Yeah.
That's what I
yeah.
think about. Like,
oh, damn.
I think he was like, yeah, like, someone shit the bed.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I don't know. Oliver needs to be the Green Arrow again because I'm not digging this deal.
I'm not either. I just don't think he's suited to be a leader at this point in his life.
Yeah.
No, obviously. Yeah. And if there's something wrong with the costume, then I just say we do shirtless Diggle. I mean, I've always
right.
been a proponent of shirtless Diggle. Even the actor agreed with me.
I mean, well,
I'm
yeah.
just saying.
Always.
I'm still, and I brought this up two episodes ago when I was here last, but really confused as to how nobody in the city has caught the fact that Diggle went from being fair complected to having a really deep, dark tan.
Yeah.
I know he lurks in the shadows and all, but still.
Yeah, we talked
about like,
yeah.
what?
We talked about it last episode. It's
yeah.
very strange. Come on, you guys.
What is he? What? His skin's darker now?
What?
No. Oh, oh. Oh, because...
Oh, you're for real.
I don't see color. I don't see color, barely.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I thought you were kidding, but apparently not. All right.
I love it.
Yes, Diggle went to the Bahamas.
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
Anyhow.
Sorry, I stopped the show with my stupidity.
No. That's...
It won't be the last time, y'all,
totally
on that
okay.
one.
Not the first, not the last.
Totally
it's okay.
okay.
Oh, thank you, Stormy Woods, for that shout-out of shirtless David Ramsey.
Yeah.
I appreciate you for that.
Somebody thanked me. I don't know why Ivan is thanking me, but you're welcome.
Because Ivan's
just say
great.
You're welcome.
Right.
Because Ivan's great.
Ivan's the best.
Yeah. Ow. Anyway, all right.
Oh, that is true. I kind of thought, Holly, that whenever Diggle went to tell the team, I thought he would maybe tell Oliver, too, and there was
yeah.
going to be, like, a stepping down, and he was going to, like, hand it back mm-hmm. to him, which could have been really dramatic, but mm-hmm. they didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was great that he decided to finally come clean and talk to everybody, and it is interesting to me, I'm just going to say interesting to me, that everyone went, oh, yeah, no, it's fine, we forgive you. I mean,
yeah.
but nobody had a hard time with the fact that he, like... consciously put everybody in a really bad position.
I mean, they've been through a lot of stuff
yeah, think,
together.
Yeah,
you
think
know?
About
like they've been through hell
yeah.
and back.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, and so this is just another one of those. Okay, well,
and
we
Dinah's lying now.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
Her ex, so she's not going to say anything. And then Wild Dog.
I just, yeah.
What,
yeah.
Pardon,
Renee.
Yeah, Renee. He, really cute Instagram too, by the way. Renee, he. He's not now. I mean, he's really like worked to come clean, but you know, he had a lot of demons in his past
yeah.
too.
So
and then, I mean, Curtis is just, he's not going to be mad at anybody.
He's just
yeah.
a happy puppy dog
he's
who's
just,
always
yeah.
just
yeah.
pleased with everyone. So
yeah.
he's
he
the
brought,
best.
He brought an excellent point up. You like Diggle
yeah.
outsourced
oh, yeah.
and got
yeah.
drugs. Dude, come on.
And he was like,
yeah.
But Curtis made a woman walk.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he can handle some,
yeah, he's
yeah,
like,
some things.
He's
yeah.
like scientific Jesus.
Yeah.
There you
People
go.
Walk with him. That's funny.
Steva said Renee should be the next Arrow. Maybe. Huh.
I like that Kal-El Kent said, everyone lies. Well, that's...
Aww.
That's Kal-El, you
optimistic.
Need to watch a comedy or two. Go watch Friends.
Go watch the Friends. Huh? Poor guy. It's sad, but it's true.
Curtis will be the next Arrow. I just don't think anybody can replace the Arrow.
No.
I
no.
really don't. Like,
no, what it would be cool, you know, now that Diggle's doing this whole crossbow thing and everything, that, you know, will he be, when Arrow resumes, like, will he be, what was his code name? I always forget. They never use his code name very much. Well, it's not Overwatch. That's
Spartan.
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 Yeah,
they
yeah.
never use his code. They use other ones and they hardly ever use. So, like, will he be Spartan or will he, like, be something else.
I just feel like if you're going to step into that role, what they should have done, and then this might go against all the rules, but still be a hood, just be a different color. Don't try to be the green hood.
No, maybe by doing it to throw off.
Be blue, be purple, be something.
Yeah, like but because of the FBI investigation, he has to be the green arrow, right?
He has to be the same guy.
Yeah. FBI, African American, Caucasian. You're telling me they didn't pick up on that?
I mean, that hood is really hanging over. I don't know.
I mean, it's always dark in Star City, so perhaps it's
the sun never shines in Star City. You can't tell, I guess.
Yeah,
but
that's
true. I mean, it's Arrow. There's a lot of things that you're just like, that doesn't make sense, but you just have to go with it, I guess.
You just kind of roll with it.
So in our CW Weekly show, we had a shipping poll, and Olicity, of course, dominated in the poll. And so now that we have this fun little dynamic between Oliver and Felicity, and I like being able to see her interact with William and him just really take to her, but the show obviously alluded to the fact that somebody is watching in the window, because I'm pretty sure that wasn't meant to be just a cool camera angle.
I thought that was a cool camera angle.
You just shocked me twice, though. It'd be different if it was one little whatever, but it was clearly to me someone else's perspective watching in on them.
What do y'all think in the chat?
Could the sun already be in danger? I wouldn't be surprised. Could Kane already be there? Because, you know, he disappeared.
No, they're not going to do that yet. Well, they're not going to. They're going to buy their time on that one.
You think so?
Oh, Starger says it's a camera angle.
We saw Slade Wilson walk off into the mist.
Yeah.
Like, this story, this was like the end of Jurassic Park kind of
ending. He's going to be back, but...
He's going to be back, but it's like later. They definitely closed this chapter. Okay.
Right.
I almost had a heart attack now.
Obviously, William is going to be in some type of danger eventually.
Yeah.
Because I think it was a cool camera angle. I mean, what do I know?
I'm going to still argue that only because if it was just once... Then I'd be like, cool camera angle through the mist. But it was twice, and the moments that it happened were, if I remember correctly, once was when Oliver had made the statement about making, like, the right decision.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. I'm giving up Arrow.
Uh-huh.
And he said something else, and I don't remember what it was, but I know when he was saying it and we saw the camera angle, it was just such a specific statement that he made to me. That I felt like it was somebody watching in.
Hmm. I saw somewhere on the live chat, and it's further up, but I think someone is thinking that it might be Damien Dark.
I think he's going to be... Well, he's dead in Oliver's world, but he's on Legends still.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could still be Vigilante if that's...
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's interesting about this season is before we knew that Damien Dark was the big bad for the entire season,
there might have been little...
crimes here and there, but it was always him. And the same thing when Malcolm Merlyn was just, you know, the Dark Archer. Mm-hmm. He was the dude. And this time around, even though Vigilante was introduced into the past season, this season, I thought in reading that the Vigilante was the big bad, but it's taken us so long for us to even experience him outside of the one little incident that happened with the reveal last week.
Yes, maybe the Vigilante, but I think the Big Bad's supposed to, like, Black Siren's coming back next week.
Yeah.
So I think that when I read that the producer at Comic-Con said that she is the Big Bad for this year. But they also, that's kind of their hope. I think there was so much focus last year on, what's his name? I got a little over that storyline. It was so just dark. And
Damien?
Like,
Damien?
Not Damien. The guy, the guy we just had. The cute guy who killed... Who blew up the island?
Chase.
Chase, yeah.
There was just so, like, it was just all about Chase, and it was like this. To me, I like that they're not stretching out 22 episodes
over one guy.
And that we're getting some. I mean, I would even be totally cool, and I feel like maybe they're building to this. Maybe they're going to do like a mid-season kind of finale, and maybe we'll get another big bad.
I like the variety, like you said. Yeah,
we needed some variety, so I like it. Yeah, Prometheus. I just fell asleep.
with Vigilante, because I mean, he's still technically a big bad, but now he has like a heart.
Yeah, so, I was saying, but all of a sudden, because before we didn't understand his purpose and we thought that he was just there to avenge something and specifically going after Oliver for whatever motive.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden you have him coming to who he is and being like, no, I was this former guy who used to do things the right way, and it didn't really get me very far, so maybe if I do things the vigilante way, I'm going to make more of a difference. And maybe somewhere in his crazy head, that difference is doing something good for this world.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, but Ivan says it's going to be cabal of the that's going to be the big bad this year. And I'm only saying that because Ivan just typed panel in all caps. The big bad is going to be.
Okay. So first of all, Mr. Ivan Soto, we've had this conversation. You don't yell at us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Stop yelling at us.
Because you yell at us all the time. I'm going to stop reading your stuff if you yell at me.
I like that you're passionate, Ivan. I like it.
Yeah, but...
You're Italian, maybe. I don't know. No.
It worked, though, Ivan, so...
It won't
just
work
saying.
Anymore. No, it will not work anymore. I do not accept being talked to in that tone.
Winter's Beauty said they're setting up lots of villains, which, yeah, I agree. Anatoly, Caden James, Dragon... Well, Dragon.
Really quick, though, going back to last season, did we not have several episodes dedicated to somebody who was the son of the vigilante? Because if so, I don't remember. Sorry, guys. Bad memory. That wouldn't make sense because that kid was too old to be the son of who we now know as the vigilante.
I don't remember that.
It was something about somebody's son, or maybe that was just a theory that they thought it was...
You mean Slade's son, maybe?
No, not Slade's son. Somebody
Ivan
else.
Ivan said he's using a different computer, and he's sorry. He didn't mean to put all caps.
All these seasons? Nope. You didn't mean to?
He said a new computer now. A new computer now.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, son of the business.
Ivan's my spirit animal. I love him.
No, shut your face. Wow.
No, I don't.
Son of the businessman. Thank you, Siva.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
We're in six seasons, and they're bringing stuff back that it's just been a hot long time since we've seen these people.
And I feel back to the vigilante, it was like a huge build up for vigilante of like how awful, terrible he was, and then it's like it was like all last season, oh, vigilante's a big bad, but now it's like, meh, actually I love Dinah and I'm good now, or whatever. I'm gonna be.
I just want to kind of jump off of what you said a little bit earlier. I think that he wants to do things the right way, but he's doing things the wrong way because, remember last episode, he was talking about how some of these, like the judge or some of these court people are bad, and he's going after all the corruptness in Star City. Yes. So I feel like that's going to be his angle. Like he's going to try to eradicate all the bad people.
So he's basically Oliver circa season 1.
Yes, exactly.
You will learn, my child.
Been there, done that, dude.
Right.
Moving on.
So really quickly, I do want to ask the chat, because I have a tendency to just talk a lot, and then I realize that I don't say things, or maybe I say things twice, so if I've missed anything in this episode, please, by all means, that chat is your forum. Let me know.
Let us all know.
Well, seriously.
We also were talking about, too, just because we talked about our CW Weekly show, and for a lot of you don't know that there are talks that Manu Bennett is talking about that he would love to, and they're potentially developing maybe a Deathstroke spinoff. But if he did it, he would want it to be like rated R, and like we were talking about, like the fight last week was like, that was the most bloody fight we've ever seen on any CW show ever.
Right.
I mean, you saw Sorgon, like it was a lot. Yeah. But so. I feel like, I know he alluded to that, if we're going to do a prediction later, I'm just saying mine now, my prediction is we're for sure going to get a Deathstroke spinoff. This was too, like, the missed...
TV prediction.
Oh, sorry, I took his Ender predictions, but
someone's trying to tell us to hurry up.
Someone's saying wrap it up, but I think that's where we're headed for sure with that character, which I think could be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I'd watch it.
Oh, Ivan Soto does not want a hard R Deathstroke. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter because you're suspended. I'm suspending you.
No, he apologized.
Stormy Woods, I don't think you're getting R-rated on CW.
For
you're
sure
probably
not.
Right. Well, no, this is just Manu having a conversation.
Yeah.
with Greg Berlanti saying, if we go this direction, I would love for it to be this. And I think he also mentioned it potentially being on a different network too, in that conversation.
Marvel's HBO or something.
Well, Marvel's doing Netflix. I guarantee you that DC is trying to get, whether it's, I know Apple TV is going to start streaming services, whether it's Amazon or Hulu, they're going to want to try to work it out.
So on my other show the other day, we were talking about Hulu, and so Hulu is really pushing for original content, so that would absolutely be a forerunner for that because they're doing like cutting edge stuff left, right, and center.
Nice. Yeah, and somebody said there's a new WB app coming.
Can I just
say? It would definitely go to the new DC streaming platform that's going to be coming out fairly in the future.
That's what Winter's Beauty is saying.
Didn't know that.
That would be awesome.
The classic. Like, they're going to have all the original animated movies as long as hopefully all these shows in all in one place.
Oh, nice. Okay. Look at that.
Well, there you go. That would be awesome.
I'm going to be prevert for like 2 seconds, and I read somebody's comments incorrectly because I do that sometimes, and it said something about Elongated Man, and I thought maybe it was Colin Prime. Anyways, I thought it said Elongated Man makes me feel better inside, but I think it was Elongated Man is better on the side.
He said Elongated Man's a better sidekick.
Oh, I was like, inside what?
Yeah. I'm very confused.
You need to go on vacation.
I think it's the blonde.
It's changed me. Okay. Well, looking at our chat, I think we covered everything in this episode.
Can I say one thing that just really stuck out to me that I had to write it down? When Kane said to his dad in the flashback, happy 1 year back from the dead, I really feel Oliver should have a happy 1 year back from the dead like celebration too, because, you know, he's always coming back.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Always party. Party's always into it.
Well, quotable of the night, I almost spit out my gum when Felicity said Slade got his happy ending. That was one of the best lines of the show because the show is so dark and intense. Yeah. And this is what I like that the show's doing. There's just these little moments where they're like, hey, we're just gonna...
But
it
made it funnier because you had just said, I hope they make out. And then the next scene was...
Oh, yeah. I did say when Oliver and Slade were talking, I was like, does anybody think they should just make out?
And then the next scene, just like, did he get his happy ending? We're all like, oh, my God.
I do get a Jason Todd vibe with Vigilante for sure. Oh my God, Jason Todd, that's such a good sport. Don't get me started.
Alright, so I think it's about that time. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Oh, I forgot we did that.
Fancy music.
I
would have
said
music,
that later.
Fancy music. Okay, so I'm going to just go by pictures, and I can tell you off the top of my head what I think is going on. Oh, Stephen Amell invades San Antonio. That's right. He is back in the wrestling ring. We remember he took on Stardust a little while back, and he is heading back once more. As you can see, it's Friday, November 17th. That is tomorrow.
Mañana.
I love that he does that.
Me too.
Awesome.
Give me some wrestling, Stephen Amell. Give it to me all.
Right?
All right,
let's go. Pretty. Let's go to our next picture. Okay, so
Come on.
In honor of Elicity, I decided to show a little bit of fan art. So by all means, if you have some, you're welcome to tweet it at me at yours truly, Ali Kona, because it's just fun to show what you guys create. So that's one.
That's fantastic.
That's another one that was very 50 Shades of Grey. And if you really look closely, I am pretty sure, and it's obviously not them, but his crotch is in her face and vice versa.
Oh, wow. That's...
I'm confused about what's happening. I don't understand.
It's very naughty.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, yeah. Okay. We can move on.
And then there's another one that I thought was really cool, too. And you can see in the really bottom part, that's pictures so far away from us, but it should hopefully see where I got that from, so that way I'm giving credit to whomever. It's a lot easier. If you guys tweeted at me, then I know you did it, so I can give you credit. I think... Oh, one last one.
I love eyeshadow.
That's what I was just going to say. A little throwback to when he used to wear eyeshadow. Aww. It's adorable.
Guys in eyeliner is hot.
Yeah, I love that.
Mostly.
Oh, and then you can also get your official Olicity gear. Hopefully at the bottom of that. I can't see what it says from over here, but hopefully that gives you little directions on where you can go.
I think it's redbubble.com.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have eyes like a hawk.
No, I don't. That's the scary part.
Goodness.
So that's your news for today. Yay. Let's get into some predictions, because I don't have any gossip. Anyone have gossip?
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
No, I don't. I mean, I watch it on the CW news show. We talk a lot about sexual harassment claims all over CW one of the producers. And Stephen Amell has come out and talked about that. So just for time's sake, watch the CW Weekly Show. We talk a lot about that.
All right. So Matt, we moved on to predictions.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. But we did. We really did. I was just being silly with you. No, I know. So. Any thoughts about what's going to be happening next week? Because we did see a little preview clip, but those are always misleading. Mm.
Well, I don't know. This is kind of, for me, it's kind of like a bold statement, but she, at the end, Dino's holding a matchstick, her matchbox. I think we're going to see, maybe hopefully, some scenes with her and Vigilante and see where that goes. Because I want to see the ending of that. Like, I want to see a continuation of their relationship, because I kind of dig it.
All right.
They're in love, and they were partners in more than one way, so.
I'm going to throw out a prediction that's probably way wrong, but just for fun, I'm going to put it out there. So, we know that next episode, Oliver gets arrested, and Flamanda, whatever her name is, is so excited. But here's my thing about her. And we talked about this before. There's something behind whatever it is that's driving her to make sure that she nails Oliver Queen. It's not just because it's her job. She has so much bitterness towards him.
So much.
Even from the beginning when he just tried to talk to her, she was outright just a witch to him. So I feel like something is going to surface with that. But at the same time, because Diggle is the Arrow, he obviously... Oliver can't be in two places at once. And I know she already thought that Diggle was taking his place, but I'd like something to just blow up into her face so she's like, boom, you're wrong. Or the fact that all of these villains, as shown in the preview, find out that Oliver is arrested, the ones that know Oliver's Arrow, so they're all coming back. I'd love for her to come crawling back to Oliver to ask for help, because the police force can't handle it on their own.
That would be good.
That was a long prediction.
Or it's Diggle's daughter from another universe who's time travel, now an adult, and she's pissed at Oliver because she wants to be with her dad. That's not going to happen.
I still think
amazing.
They slept together in college. He doesn't remember because he was drunk, but secretly she was in love with him.
Who wouldn't be in love with
Diggle? And so now she's bitter.
Typical Oliver Queen.
I have another prediction. That was my prediction. Go ahead.
Her father is some type of good guy, villain guy, and Oliver took him down, and she's coming back for vengeance.
She's just a hard-ass woman ready for justice.
But don't you feel like she just knows too much? That it's like, you have history, because you have too much information.
She's the only smart one.
She reminds me, actually, of... I actually was pretty pissed off that they killed Amanda Waller.
I also didn't
like that they made Stacey W. Amanda Waller and made her this, like, skinny little model, and that's not Amanda Waller. It's Viola Davis. Like, that's my Amanda Waller, or type of person. But I feel like now they're like, let's bring back somebody like that.
Yeah. Right.
But
she's just annoying, though.
Very much so.
But my prediction is, I think Oliver's going to resume, now that I think about it, because they're the only CW show that's having an episode next week on Thanksgiving. The episode's called Thanksgiving. Right. Thanksgiving's about going home. I think Oliver's going to assume the mantle of Arrow by the end of next week.
The crossover. I think it's going to be the crossover.
It looks like we'll have to find out. Guys, we're running out of time, so of course I want you to see all our pretty faces as we bid you adieu. Wish you a happy... We're going to wish you a happy Tofurkey Day.
A happy Tofurkey Day.
For all of you who are veggie people like me, happy Tofurkey Day. Thank you guys so much for joining. And for those of you in the chat, thank you. We appreciate you. If you couldn't make it, no big. You're watching it later. Go on to iTunes, like, comment, subscribe. I don't think you can do that iTunes, but you can leave comments and stars. Yeah. While you're on YouTube, you can like, comment, subscribe, and just tell your thoughts. But I'm going to stop talking now and just say... Find me at yours truly, Ali Kona. Take it away, please.
Find me at Olivia DiBortoli everywhere.
Find me at the Matt Maher, 2 T's, 2 R's.
And you can find me all over social media at Linda Is So Girly.
Alrighty, guys. Yeah. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Goodbye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
She's tweeting.
Bye. Bye.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.